1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What? Hoo-ha? Hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha. Who's ha hoo-ha? You, leave my hoo-ha out of this.
Who has a hoo-ha? I do. You have a hoo-ha? Which button do I push, Garrett?
The one that says push.
The one that
says
push?
There's no button that says push.
3, 2, 1, push.
2, 3, 4. What would you talk about on your podcast?
What would you talk about?
Hello? 9, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents. 12, 13, 14, 15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're so itchy. Why?
Because this morning, I think like a little bug or something was in my car and it bit my foot. Wait, and all morning because of that stupid bug, everything feels itchy. I just want to shower.
Oh my God, I can't believe that you're saying this.
Why did that happen to you?
Wait, hold on. It's the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, and you know the deal. Whenever you hear my voice, I'm Greg T. You know that there's a bigger name online too. Somewhere
else. Yeah, but there's not a bigger name online because I'm here too. There's no interview going on.
I want to say that in this situation, though, this is a situation where others just wanted to get up and leave. So they just got up and left, we're left here with Danielle, myself, and Garrett. Yep. It's the 5 a.m. pre-morning show.
Well, only if you're in New York, we actually do a pre-morning show together.
That's right. You know what the funny thing is? People that listen, they have no idea that in the tri-state area, there is something called oh my God.
No, you got this. Let's work through
this. Because I keep saying 15. I want to say 15.
The 15.
The 5 a.m. pre-morning show.
Yeah.
So we are on from 5 a.m. till 6 a.m. prior to Elvis Duran taking over and doing the Elvis Duran morning
it's
show.
Actually
we're on every day.
Garrett and Greg T, and then I come in at the end and start screaming at everyone.
But you've been coming in at the end of the show for like 19 years
now. It's been a long time.
Yeah, the 5 a.m. pre-morning show has been going on for 19 years.
It's crazy.
So the only way to really hear it is if you stream our radio station, our home base. Z100 is our home base here in New York.
Yeah.
So if you stream Z100 on your iHeartRadio app, then you can hear the 5 a.m. pre-morning show.
Right.
And let me tell you, it's highly unusual. It's a little different. We start the show a lot different than anybody else would start a radio show. So check it out if you want.
Yeah.
So that was that. But yeah, so that's why it's the three of us, and we're so used to hanging out together. Mm-hmm. But Garrett, I do want to touch on what Danielle talked about with the bug. Do you have any bug bites on you because of a bug stuck in your car?
Not right now, no.
You don't?
No.
So unlucky. You need to have one.
No, you don't.
You don't need to have one. Why would you want
one? It's awful.
You're a bad person for wishing that upon me.
Do you have one in your car?
So I wanted to say, this is what happened this morning. So weird. So it was like a day ago, I left the door open and I went to go check the mail, right?
Yeah.
And I actually saw something fly in. And I'm thinking, how stupid of me. Why didn't I just shut the door? I bet you a couple of bugs went in there, you know? So this morning I got in the car and I sat down. I'm wearing shorts. And all of a sudden, I felt like something like itch me, like by my ankle, you know, by my left ankle. And I'm like, God damn it, man, something happened. I have a mosquito bite. So it's a mosquito that got into my car. So not only that, it landed on my right arm because I drive with my left.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I felt it again. I'm like, oh my God. And I was itching, scratching.
Right.
Dude, it's the worst thing in the world.
And then all day long, you're scratching all other body parts
because
you just feel disgusting.
Oh my God, my head, I've been scratching.
Yes, me too.
I want this thing to die.
I just
what
want
if
to
the
go
mosquito,
in the shower.
What if the mosquito?
My knee, it bit my knee.
Me too. Oh, look, I'm scratching my knee right now.
Came from Greg T's house.
Look, I scratched my knee so bad.
Followed him to New York City.
Yes.
Got here earlier than Danielle.
Yes.
Waited in the parking lot for Danielle.
Right.
Bit Danielle.
Maybe.
I would get
cheek.
You might have Greg T's blood in
you. I'm going to say that didn't happen because I got bit when I was driving in.
Right. But it's so funny that this happens, though, that bugs fly into cars, they don't come out, and then they eat you as you drive.
And as we were at stoplights on the way in down the West Side Highway, I would put my car in park, and I would take my shoe off and scratch the hell out of my foot.
I love how you just referred to you and the bug as we were driving down the parkway.
Right.
The bug and I were on our way in.
I do apologize to everyone listening right now because as you're listening, you're itching. And
yes.
you don't know why you're itching,
yeah,
but
why.
You feel like you're itching.
I can't believe this. That somebody else, I swear to you, okay? This, no lie, Danielle. I said to myself, I go, you know, this is like a topic. Like, I would love to bring it on the air. I'm like, Elvis is not going to talk about this. He's going to go, this is what I would do. I would pitch him this idea, and I'd say, we're going to talk about people getting bug bites in their car. And he would go, T, who's doing that? That's not a topic. We're not doing it. And what are the odds that you would say exactly what I was thinking this morning?
We are on the same wavelength, Greg T.
I'm telling you, like, I am having a mind-blown moment right now.
So So
can't believe it.
Let's take it a step further.
You don't have any bug bites, Karen?
No, I don't.
God, you got to get one.
No,
you're not again,
you're
nobody,
a bad person.
He's not a part of the crew.
But nobody
you know?
Wants to get a bug bite.
You should have one
to
be a part of the
person
club.
For wanting that.
I'm a bad person.
You're a bad person.
By the way, I'm sitting here watching them do the weather on television. I can see the television,
yeah.
And it is just not even a joke how bad Saturday's going to be in the tri-state.
And I have to host an event at a even though I'm going to
be. Yeah, but
be,
it's a water park.
You think that, but Garrett brought it to my attention.
What?
You wait online a long time to get on these rides.
Not you. Not him. No. He gets the golden VIP pass.
Oh, you do?
It's International Greg T Day at Splish Splash Water Park.
And I'm sure everybody lets you cut the lines because you're
Greg
T.
Well, they want to film things.
Because
they want to have it on their own website.
Oh, so you'll be wet all day.
So they'll take me around and I'll be cutting the line, which I already apologize for. It's not my fault.
But so that you can't complain, you'll be wet all day.
I'm going to complain.
No, he finds a way to complain.
Yes, it's hot out there.
I'm actually going down the Jersey Shore. I'm excited.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Lavalette. It's my girlfriend Lisa's house. So
does she have a house on the water?
She does. She has a house like right on the beach.
Yeah.
So we're going to spend the weekend there and we're going to go on her friend's boat and a whole bunch of stuff. So
yeah, you could do that. Yeah,
it's a little bit windier down there.
Yeah, it'll be nicer.
Cooler.
Yeah. No, Lavalette's a nice area.
Yeah,
I like
beautiful,
Lavalette.
Beautiful.
That's nice. That's an area in New Jersey on the Jersey Shore, Lavalette, in case you're not familiar with New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice, quiet area. Very nice.
Very family.
Very family oriented.
Mm-hmm. Gandhi and I are going to Maine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to visit the Poland Spring.
Yeah, and we can't post pictures because it's very secret. It's like Area 51.
Is it really?
I'm sure, yeah. We can't.
Nobody knew? Well, I mean, you obviously know it's from Maine. The water, they say it, Poland Spring from Maine.
But the springs are, like, you know, exclusive, and they don't want masses coming to, you know, taint the springs.
Oh. Now, I wonder if while you're there, you'll see them, like, bottling the water and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, how cool. You're going to see it all happening.
Yeah, they're
when
going
are you leaving?
Tomorrow after the show.
So fun.
That is really cool. Now, were you going to say something before I cut you off accidentally?
No, we were talking about your, you were talking about your bud bike topic how it wouldn't work on the show.
Yeah.
So where would we go with this?
Well, I would want to know how many people got bug bites as well. How many people have them?
We play this game off the air. So,
what
all
do you
right.
mean?
So I call in, I go, I got a bug bite.
Yeah, where's your bug bite?
On my toe.
Well, how does it get on your toe if you're driving your car?
I'm wearing sandals.
Oh, I got you. Wow.
What are you doing?
That's what I would do. I mean, but you understand.
Let's take the next caller.
Okay, I don't believe that every topic needs 1,000 phone calls.
It doesn't need 1,000 phone calls.
It's just relatable to the audience.
Mentioning, yes, but
there are
but,
people that are having that have bug bites as well.
Of course, saying, hey, how ironic is it that Daniel and I have a bug bite on the same day, driving in at the same time? Great. But then you want to make it a topic. I'm trying to help you here. How do we make this a topic? So let's take the next caller. Go ahead.
Okay. Next caller from New Jersey.
Hey, Greg T, first time, long time.
Yeah, oh, first time, long time. All right, yeah. Uh-huh. And,
I was calling about your bug topic.
Yeah, Danielle and I have bug bites on our body.
Oh,
yeah,
Danielle,
very
I love
annoying.
You. Love your laugh.
Oh, thank you.
I love
so
your laugh.
Sweet.
You're
thank
great.
You. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So do you have a bug bite as well?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, where's your bug bite?
On my toe.
No, we just had a caller.
We had a caller already that said that.
Yeah.
So it has to be another
I
body
I would have screened
part.
That one. I would not have gone there. I would have said, where's your bug bite?
It's on my other toe.
No, I wouldn't have gone the toes.
You don't know where it might.
Doesn't care.
The other caller had it on his right toe.
I would have
on my left toe.
I would have looked at our call screen in front of
this
us.
This is
and
the
I
worst topic ever.
Every now and then, T, you have to admit that they'll really screen the calls. Like Diamond does a great job screening the calls.
Right.
But even when you pick up the phone, sometimes they'll say something different than what they told Diamond.
Oh, that's fine. You know what I've decided?
What?
I have a little sound effect that I want to play when the show goes
you don't
astray.
Have it. I have to get it for
why
you.
Why do you get it for me? I want that.
I love how you go.
I
have
it. You.
I'm the guy.
All right, so yesterday.
I'm Geppetto, you're Pinocchio.
All right, so yesterday I found a sound clip that I really want to use for our 5 a.m. pre-morning show, you know? So I asked Garrett, can you please load it for me? And he still has not loaded it for me, and I'm waiting for it. And it's this, you know, let's see if I can get it for you. Well,
take another call.
No, I'm not taking any more calls.
I'll take another call.
No.
Hi, what's your name? Thanks for calling.
Why are you appeasing him?
I don't know. What's your name?
Hello?
Hello?
No.
Am I on the air?
Can you hear us?
No, we can't hear anybody.
Is this Danielle and Greg T?
It is. Hi.
Oh my God. Hi.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi.
This is absolutely the worst what's happening right now.
Greg T, I met you. I met you at Splish Splash.
No.
You cut me in line.
No, you didn't meet me.
You cut me in line.
I'm sorry. It wasn't my fault. They made me do it.
No, you were apologizing, but it looked like you were having a good time.
No.
I was calling about your bug bite topic.
Yeah,
where'd you get one?
Do you have a bug bite?
I didn't get one.
Why don't you have a bug bite?
I don't know, but
you have to go get one. You're not part of our club.
I heard you telling the other guy He should get one.
All right, can I have another question? I have another question.
What's
regarding Danielle.
Question? Okay.
Danielle, so your nails.
Yeah.
This is where, again, I would use my sound effect.
Yeah. Hey, wait, here, listen.
Right. Oh, that's very nice. That's like SMR. What is that?
ASMR.
Yeah.
ASMR. You know that? Do you know those videos?
Yes.
ASMR.
Yes.
And you make noises, and then you can hear those. Yes. That's nails on a microphone. Turn off your phone. ASMR. I'm trying to find the piece that I want.
Okay, so what do you want to know about my nails?
So, hold on. I'm getting to the piece I need.
Oh, my gosh. How long is this 15-minute morning show?
Not long enough.
Okay. So, anyway, your nails.
Yeah.
You have three nails that are...
Two.
Painted. No, that are painted like a pinkish...
Oh, yeah.
Pinkish peach.
And then I have two chrome nails.
And then two chrome.
Yeah.
So, why did you choose that? And is that becoming a very trendy thing now?
So, here's the thing.
I just want to be in the know.
A lot of people do all different colors on their nails now.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
Everything is like a... Whatever. Some people will do a different colored pinky. Somebody will do a different colored ring finger. Some people will do... All different colors or two fingers, whatever.
Is it supposed to be two fingers or one finger?
You can do anything.
Okay.
I chose to do my two last fingers chrome and the other three pink. Do you
like
them?
I do like that. See, so right now I would say, okay, caller right now, 1-800-242-0100. Are your nails colored different colors? You have different...
And they're very long, too.
Right. What are the colors on your fingers right now? I would shift into another topic right there.
Gandhi has, I think, like yellow, red. She has like old orange.
I would want to know, what are the colors of your fingernails right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good topic. Women would call in.
Yeah.
And we would share that.
Take a call.
You know, where do you get your nails done? Why did you choose these colors?
In Bergen County, New Jersey.
Something like that, yeah. And it's a relatable question.
Mm-hmm. Take a call.
Oh, okay. Okay. Caller, hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, do you have your nails done?
Yes.
And what colors are your nails?
Green.
Why did you choose green?
I like it.
Really? Then I would defer to Danielle. Danielle, is green a popular color?
Yes, I love when I put green. I usually only do green. Well, I'll do green mostly Halloween month.
Yeah?
But I love green on nails. Green's
you do.
Awesome.
See, and then I would say, Danielle, is there something about, like, if you're feeling like the weekend, you want your nails a certain color?
Yeah, vacation. If I'm going away to, like, the Bahamas.
Me too.
Or to a hot climate.
Right.
I tend to do a bright pink or a bright orange or something yellow.
See, I didn't know that.
Get me in the tropical mood.
See?
Yeah.
I also have a mosquito bite.
You do?
Oh, you do?
We're off that topic.
Yeah, we're not the topic juggler.
Sorry,
we're not
Sally.
Doing that. We're not doing topic juggling right now.
My name's Sam, not Sally.
Oh, sorry, no. Sam.
Listen, so, okay, here's my song that I wanted to play.
Now, it was prefaced to
That's
me.
That's what I would do.
What did he want it for?
He wants it when the show goes off the rails,
right,
which
so
only means that the man who's in control has lost control of his own show.
Which we have done in this 50-minute morning show.
Which is just
podcast.
A common occurrence. So he would play it constantly every day. And the other problem is he's like a child. You give him a toy, he takes the toy and he smothers it until it breaks.
No, like right now, okay? Right now I would be feeling like the show's going off track, right? And I would go, "Up, here we go. We're driving the show off the track."
Very loud.
And that means the show would go even more off track.
And then I would come back and go, "Okay, are we back on track now or no?"
I don't know. You're the one. You're the one in the driver's seat.
Here we go. Show's off the track.
Can I just say that I don't even know what we talked about today?
Well, we talked about nails.
Yeah.
We talked about mosquito bites.
No, you talked about hypothetical, if you were doing a show, what it would sound like.
Garrett wanted to poo-poo everything I said.
But that's normal.
Right, it's normal. It's
in
like every day.
In the pre-show, Garrett poo-poos everything you say.
Do you know how many times I've told Garrett, I said, Garrett, you should go listen to like sports guys and two people talking, how they don't poo-poo each other. They actually, you know,
well, sports,
are a team.
They're talking right. about like, hey, what happened? Not like
I come in and I have like...
Every morning, though, I'm listening to you guys on my way in before I get here.
For what reason?
And he will say something, and Garrett finds something wrong with it. I crack up laughing in the car, though. It's so funny to me.
Thank you, Danielle!
But that's his thing. I think that's his shtick now.
Hey, but it's a frustrating shtick. I wish he would lose his shtick.
And then T tries to explain it,
right.
And Garrett finds a way to unexplain it.
You know how frustrating that is? I'm serious. That's how it is.
But that's your thing.
Well, okay, here we go.
Is this over yet? What time is it?
Walla walla bing bang. Show's off the track.
Hey.
You brought it off the
track. Has it been 15 minutes yet?
No, I have it all set. I'm watching the timer.
How much time is left?
Oh, who knows? We got another 2 or 3 minutes.
You have no idea.
I bet you right now the audience is saying, you know what, this is like a breath of fresh air.
No, it's not.
It is. See, I think sometimes we overthink we overthink what goes
there
up.
There we go.
The content that goes in, that
this
gets involved.
This is like, we had a podcast called Veg Ham for a very short amount of
time.
Dude,
Veg Ham.
This is it. We're Veg Ham
That's
reunited.
That's where it should have been. Veg Ham.
Goodbye.
That's right. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.